This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ours, as it turns out, Tuesday the 30th of August, one more day, and this month is Kaputsky. Hello, Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen on a good day. Focus long-term and in-depth. Long-term, been here a long time. And so in this hour, we dig around and see what we can... We're looking for trouble here. That's the bottom line. Speaking of looking for trouble, looks like the hackers, the Russian hackers, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. So we're being told, you and I are being told, that there may be Russian attempts to breach voter registration databases. The Russian government may be trying to interfere with our presidential election this year. That's the story from U.S. intelligence. You believe it? 888-302-3684. Continuing Twitter conversation at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show. The breaches include the theft of data from as many as 200,000 voter records in the state of Illinois. Illinois is already crooked enough. It's making it any more crooked. Those of you in Illinois, what do you think? 888-302-3684. How do we deal with this is the question one would put to the FBI, right? FBI yesterday sent a flash alert to election officials all around the country asking them to be on the lookout for these sorts of cyber intrusions. The Russians are coming. One of the election officials contacted said the attacks have been attributed to not only the Russians, but to their intelligence agency, their equivalent of the FBI and the CIA. So the feds say this is the closest we've come to trying to get to who is at the bottom of this. It looks like the Russian government. There's serious concern that the Kremlin is seeking to sow uncertainty in the presidential election process. The benefits of technology, right? Technology, be damned. Give everybody a paper ballot and screw the machines. It's about time we did things in some ways, in a way, well, everything is corruptible, right? You could do something with the ballot boxes. There are other officials saying the U.S. Intelligence community is working on other aspects of this. We're worried about our election, is what they are all saying, basically. The Russians have been fooling around for a long time. Espionage is what they do. They focus on political targets. The question, it seems to me, is whether they are moving into covert intelligence operations, which will destabilize the political process and thus destabilize the government. The alert provided IP addresses associated with the hack attempts. One of the IP addresses involved in both breaches. So the same IP address has found its way into election results. So the FBI is in it. They're asking for people. You see, it may be that there's more of this going on, but yet nobody has detected it yet. You got to kind of look for it. And a lot of election people are, as we all know, pretty incompetent. Look at the state of Florida. And I think it's something that all of you ought to face. All of us ought to face. We've got a lot of nincompoops. And worse yet, a lot of people who want to screw with the election here. We don't have to go to the Russians. We got plenty of corrupt officials here who want to screw with the election results. In Arizona, hackers tried to get into this into the machines by using malicious software, not successful. State took its online voter registration down for 9 days in late June after malware was discovered on a county election official's computer. State concluded at that time the system wasn't breached, but there are others in Chicago. Let's see here. What other states have we got? Homeland Security has been investigating a number of states in the South, Southwest. And so what are we to think? What do you think? The Russians, are they behind the hacks at the Democratic National Committee? Remember? Hillary, they got into her email. So we were told, or so was the speculation. I don't ever remember hearing any confirmation. I remember people laughing about, oh, that's funny. No, it's not funny. They can get to the Democratic National Committee organizational computers. They can get into the Republicans as well. This is critical infrastructure. So what are they when it comes to the job the states have, the locals have, and the feds have? What do you think? What do we do? People say, go to war with the Russians. That's foolish. But you see how vulnerable anybody who's got a sophisticated system can get into any of our systems, whether we build things into them or not. We've become too dependent on technology, and you're not going to stop it, but this is what will cause concern. And yeah, and you take a deep breath thinking about it. What does it do for the candidacy of Donald Trump, candidacy of Hillary Clinton, and our race to the White House? Chuck Carter at NBC said over the weekend it's a race to the bottom. Yeah, okay. The fate of Huma Abedin. Did I pronounce your name, Kara? It's Huma, I guess. Huma?
Yeah, I believe so.
Huma Abedin. Okay. She's another political casualty of her idiot husband. And so that plus the war on farmers. Is there a war on farmers? Is there a political war on farmers? And is one candidate more responsible for that than others? Something we'll delve into in a moment. You won't hear that discussion anyplace else. 14 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy. Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, Safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, 17 after the hour, coming up, our 2020 news quiz question. But first, the focus on a couple of quasi-political stories. Hillary Clinton's top aide is Uma Abedin, who is married to Anthony Weiner. A lot of people question the political side of this. That is, why Mrs. Clinton would have somebody who's married to such a quack, such a character, somebody who's so unstable. What would he do if he knew some of the secrets that Uma Abedin knew? Yada, yada, yada. Okay, is that the most important part of the story? Maybe for some of you. I don't think so. It's a scandal to the nth degree. This guy's obviously very sick and needs to be under constant psychiatric supervision. So yesterday, Uma Abedin said, I'm getting divorced. Okay, fine. So why is that a big deal? It really isn't. It shouldn't concern a lot of people, except it does, because it makes Hillary Clinton look bad. And so the people who don't like Hillary Clinton like to focus on it. It's pretty sad, pretty sick. And that's all I have to say about it. But here's somebody else who sort of does a circle around the story.
Uma Abedin, the top aide for Hillary Clinton, announced Monday she will be separating from her husband, former Congressman Anthony Weiner, following another sexting scandal. Abedin said in a statement, "After long and painful consideration and work on my marriage, I have made the decision to separate from my husband. Anthony and I remain devoted to doing what is best for our son, who is the light of our life. During this difficult time, I ask for respect for our privacy." This announcement comes after the New York Post reported Sunday that Weiner had been sending lewd photographs of himself to another woman while his wife was on the campaign trail with Hillary Clinton. One of the photos included his 4-year-old son in the background. This is not the first time Weiner has been involved in a sexting scandal. He resigned from Congress in 2011 over a similar scandal, and his 2013 race for New York mayor was upended by another set of lewd online exchanges.
Guys, just got a problem. Really, a really serious problem. So that discussion of the war on farmers we'll have in the next half hour, there's a warning, and so we'll find out what the base in line is when it comes to that. Right now, though, the 2020 News Quiz question. Swell prize to the first person that gets on the air with the right answer from whom we have not heard before. I give everybody a chance to win and be on the air. 888-302-3684. TSA announced yesterday that a record number of what was found in carry-ons last week at airports across the country. What did they find in carry-ons in numbers that have never been exceeded over the course of a week? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. They went on record to, and this is something that when you get right down to it, there have been plenty of times that they've, that, and examples of them letting this and other sorts of things through, these particular items. So what item was pushed or tried in terms of getting through on a carry-on more than anything else last week? 888-302-DOUG, 21 after the hour.
Pro Propure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Propure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Propure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
I'd say we can make heads or tails of all the awards last night at the MTV Video Music Show. Let's see, Beyonce dominated, it looks like, a 15-minute medley from her Lemonade album. She took home 8 awards, 8 statuettes. Top prize was for Video of the Year. Women did pretty well last night, looks like, ladies. Britney Spears was on the stage for the first time in 10 years. Rihanna performed 4 times to mark her Lifetime Achievement Award. Beyonce, however, bringing down the house at Madison Square Garden. There were 5 of the tracks from Lemonade about betrayal, revenge, female empowerment. The routine was...
They don't love you like I love you.
But it was obviously well received by the audience. Lots of ovations. Organizers announced 3 hours before the show began that Beyonce would perform. She arrived on the red carpet with the mothers of 3 black men who have died at the hands of police. Wow, there's a statement for you, huh?
Yeah.
As if we're talking about politically charged. So, and that's the formation, apparently, is very political, Abner. Have you heard, how much of that have you heard, ladies?
That's, yeah, I have the album, and the album is great, and each song is completely different, but Formation is about the post-Katrina New Orleans police, which were so corrupt and so... But people took that as it was her statement against all police, and it really wasn't, but it got turned into something bigger than initially intended.
So she beat out Adele's single, Hello. But Adele, we were talking about this off the air, Adele's not the type that is going to do a great video. She just isn't. It's her songs speak for themselves. She performs them wonderfully,
right.
But she's not showbiz, really.
Yeah. I like Adele's videos. I think artistically they're always great, but they're just not as complicated as Beyonce's videos.
She's not a choreographer.
Right.
No dancing and singing and...
No, her videos really are more storytelling type videos.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with
and
actors and characters and things.
I think appropriately she said she didn't want to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl, because then I'm thinking...
you know, she can get up there and do a concert, but is that what they want at the NFL? Is that what they want for a halftime show? Normally they want a lot of high energy stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not what she's all about.
One of the things that I think is the most surprising about last night, the VMAs, Beyonce for Formation won Video of the Year and beat Kanye West's Famous, which is the video that has all the naked statues or the naked wax figures of celebrities. Yeah. That, I thought, would be a shoo-in for Video of the Year because it was so controversial and so buzzed about, but that's interesting. Beyonce still beat him.
She won Best Female Video and prizes for choreography, editing, long-form video. Let's see here. She was described by one writer as angry and bold. I find that interesting. Why would you think someone would describe her as angry and bold, Beyonce?
From last night's performance or just in general?
I think of last night's performance. So I'm reading it. Describing Britney Spears and what she was dressed in, and, you know, the comparison of various singers who were there, Beyonce, Rihanna, and Britney Spears, and how they were dressed and how they performed. Rihanna sang 13 of her hits from her 13-year career. Rude Girl, Diamonds, Only Girl in the World. She got the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award by the rapper Drake.
Who I guess they're the number one trending thing on Twitter right now because they've been rumored to be... Yeah, they've been on and off for a while, I think, but I think he pretty much is just completely in love with her.
Yeah. Fifth Harmony, the five-girl group, won TV talent show X Factor. We call him a couple of awards. And then Kanye didn't try to hijack the awards, though, like he usually does, I guess. Suppose there's something good in that. 28 past the hour.
Ames, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how this simple rule can make the difference between a great dive and a not-so-great dive.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Proper dive planning is essential. Pick a dive site within the experience level of you and your buddy. Decide on the objective of the dive. Set a depth limit and time. Identify entry and exit points. And make sure you have a current emergency action plan. Finally, complete a pre-dive safety check and confirm your dive plan with your buddy. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Sound of Philadelphia. This is the Sound of Tuesday on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, in depth digging around some of the stories, which there will be more conversation about today. I'm pretty good about predicting what people will talk about during the course of the day. Some things I introduce and then other people not steal it, but they use it as a bit of fodder for conversation. Thus the war on farmers that we'll get to in a moment. First, though, a repeat of our 2020 news quiz question. You have 5 minutes to answer this. The TSA yesterday said a record number of what item was confiscated from carry-ons last week? The number of what in carry-on bags last week went through the roof. Interestingly enough, why someone would be dumb enough to try to get this through, but some people have been successful over the years
in getting this object through in carry-ons and even on their person. Not often, but more in carry-ons. So what item are we talking about here? 888-302-3684. Use your imagination a little bit in this circumstance. Probably go a long way. What in the world are people trying to carry with them in their carry-ons? It's a safety thing, so some people say. What do you think? Swell prize for those who figure it out, or that person that gets on the air. 888-302-3684. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved in figuring it out. Okay, let's move into the situation in Italy, as there are two threads of conversation going on there. About this time, it's, let's see, what is it, mid-afternoon? Preparations continue for a big funeral, a state funeral tonight, in the area of Italy that was devastated by this big earthquake. A lot of people pretty angry because the government had planned to have a big service in an airport hangar, which is not near the town. That didn't set well, and there was a big protest, and so the government changed their mind, and they built a big tent to host the Italian state funeral tonight for 200 of the 292 people that were killed in the earthquake. This is the second funeral. You'll remember over the weekend, there was one in another town. There were two towns involved in this. So the one in the first town was held on Saturday, and now the one today taking place on the edge of this medieval center. This is an old, old town called Amatrice, I believe. Amatrice, I think that's how you pronounce it. Which was a big Catholic retreat for older Italians. The Italians observing the second day of national mourning today, flags all over their country at half staff. They plan to hold a funeral about 65 miles away, but people said, no, I got to do that. By the way, there have been 2,500 aftershocks since the problem began last week. 2,500. The roads are impassable, pretty much. You can't get in or out of these areas. People are being bussed around certain areas to get them to the funeral services. Bulldozers, steamrollers preparing for the service, temporary roads and tents. Pretty, it's fascinating to see the line of caskets that are on hand. It's pretty macabre, but they want to, the people have spoken. I guess that's the best way you can put it, the people have spoken. Meanwhile, the officials in these two communities investigating the structures of the buildings that collapsed, I don't know why people find this so startling. This is an old part of Italy, and there's so much corruption over there, but even if there wasn't, people don't want they don't want the government messing around with their old historical buildings. So they weren't up to code, as we hear in this overview.
Officials have begun investigating building code violations in central Italy, where an earthquake turned structures into rubble earlier this week. The 6.2 magnitude quake killed at least 290 people, most of them from the small city of Amatrice. Citizens and authorities are still searching the ruins for victims. But the fact that the earthquake caused so many structures to collapse has many questioning whether the area's buildings were up to code. Buildings in Italy are sometimes more than 100 years old and not always up to seismic standards. But prosecutors are also looking into the possibility that some property owners altered the structures of their homes without bringing them up to code. Special attention will reportedly be paid to a bell tower restored in 2009 and an elementary school renovated to withstand earthquakes in 2012. And while Italy might have the physical resources to renovate the century-old buildings, the holdup often comes down to money. Voice of America quoted one man saying, "It's impossible or prohibitively expensive to make changes within the regulations that are drawn up by the government in Rome."
Okay, so thank you for that report from the third grader. The naivete that comes from, I mean, I listen to some of this. We do this on purpose, by the way. Instead of bringing you some news report from NBC News, these are bloggers that watch. And you listen sometimes. They aren't professional announcers. I know it was hard to figure listening to that, that it wasn't a professional announcer. But the naivete of youth and what people don't without any experience. And then that gives me, I'm glad to do it because it gives me something else to talk about. People and their spin on things. Like they haven't the building's over 100 years old. There are buildings there that are over 1,000 years old, for God's sakes. That's the way it is in these parts of Europe. And they weren't brought up to code. Of course, they're not up to code. Nobody messes with those buildings. It is the reason that I bring you that stuff is because it almost sounds silly, and it's so typically American to say, "Oh, the government didn't do this, and the government didn't do that." The government doesn't do squat in Italy because it's corrupt, and it changes every 8-9 months. There's an uproar, and the government has to resign. They got to have new elections. There's really no government in Italy. They pretty much police themselves.
Yeah, and I don't even know why this is especially a news story. I don't know why anyone would be surprised that the buildings aren't up to code. And I don't know if it's because, you know, in the U.S., we just don't have anything that is that old. So maybe the idea to some people is odd that things aren't up to code. But I mean, why on earth would they be when you have buildings that are this old?
It's just
who's going to go around and update every single one of them so that they're up to code in case there's an earthquake?
Nonsense. It really is. It gives us, we just sound naive. All right, speaking of naive, 2020 News Cruise question. I got two things that I want to tie in together here. The number of guns in carry-ons last week exceeded anything that ever has been experienced by the TSA. Total number of firearms confiscated was 81. Prior to that, 70 had been the number. 81 confiscated at airports around the country. 31 of them had bullets in them. The TSA, and talk about naivete. The TSA yesterday went on its website to remind everyone that firearms are prohibited. Really?
I'm sure the people who brought them on just forgot about that.
You know what kind of morons? This is back to, they should have had that third grader we had do the report a few minutes ago do this report, too. You may transport unloaded firearms in a locked, hard-sided container as checked baggage only. Declare the firearm and or ammunition to the airline when you check in. The container must completely secure the firearm from being accessed. Locked cases that can easily be opened are not permitted. Really? So, anyway, what this does is more than anything else slow down the lines. Each time the TSA said every time they find a dangerous item, the line is slowed down. And by the way, the passenger faces a penalty of $11,000 if if a gun is found. So that was a good question, and nobody had the right answer. I'm surprised because there are a lot of people that love to talk about guns, but I think that information just came out overnight, frankly, from last week. Meanwhile, speaking of guns, because of this travel circumstance, more people carrying guns to Canada in planes. That's where many of these firearms, for whatever the reason, people when they're traveling from Boston, the Northeast corridor up to Montreal and Ottawa, Toronto. Canadian border officials have their hands full with gun owners. Canadians are launching a U.S.-geared firearm awareness campaign. There were a couple of different incidents last weekend. Citizens from Texas failed to declare their weapons upon inspection as they crossed the border. Border agents confiscated and destroyed their guns. Men were denied their right to go into Canada. They were turned around and said, you know, see you later. One guy had a 12-gauge shotgun. Don't know. You can't get guns are illegal in Canada. Hello, knock, knock. But the problem is clearly a lot larger than these incidents. The Canadian Border Security Agency seized 413 guns in the first half of the year, which far exceeds the 163 they seized all of last year. Canada, one of the nations to warn its U.S.-bound tourists about gun violence in our country, that is from their side down to here. Look out, Don't go to Chicago. Don't go to New York. You can't carry your firearm to Canada. This is the warning to Americans, and the warning to Canada is if you go to America, you do it at your own risk. What do you think about that, boys and girls? 45 past the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Bob Garrigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. When the drugstore chain Walgreens proposed merging with a European pharmacy, the move was approved by 97% of Walgreens shareholders. Business experts believe the merger would help both companies, but a group of trial lawyers challenged the deal by filing a class action lawsuit. Even though Walgreens had filed volumes of information required by law, the class action lawyers demanded even more disclosures. Such lawsuits over mergers and acquisitions have become all too common these days. Just 10 years ago, only 39% of these large transactions triggered stockholder lawsuits, but those lawsuits have more than doubled since then. In 2014, a whopping 95% of these deals resulted in a lawsuit. Let's be fair, if these lawsuits were helping consumers, this would be good. But in many cases, stockholders get nothing while the lawyers get rich. In the Walgreens case, a federal court called for an end to lawsuits like this that demand meaningless disclosures and said that they've become nothing more than a racket. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Can living a longer, healthier life be as easy as popping a handful of nuts in your mouth? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It's true. Eating just three small handfuls a week of nuts, including peanuts, may help you live longer. Those who engage in moderate nut consumption have a lower risk of premature death from heart disease and other causes. People who ate the most nuts reduced risk by 20% as opposed to those eating fewer nuts. Teens who eat nuts regularly have less than half the risk for developing metabolic syndrome, which heightens onset of early heart disease and type 2 diabetes. The benefits of adding nuts to your diet may be tracked back to abundant fiber and healthy unsaturated fats. But before you go completely nuts, consider adverse health risks from eating oversalted nuts as well as the mega calories derived from nut binging.
Donald Trump has warned of a war on the American farmer, telling a crowd in Iowa that Hillary Clinton wants to shut down family farms and implement new anti-ag policies. I would not normally, well, I would highlight this because I think that there is something to what he's saying. I am a family farmer, as most of you know, and I host a radio program called The American Family Farmer that's heard on a lot of radio stations around the weekend. And this is the process of getting the Trans-Pacific Partnership done is mostly the Republicans, some Democrats want to get this done. And this is the focus. You get this Trans-Pacific Partnership and you will get the end of the American family farmer and fresh local produce. These people, because of the way it's been structured, will all be put out of business. And so something to think about, actually, as we think about who we're voting for. 10 minutes for the hour, and good day.
All right.
right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, 53 after the hour, it's Doug Steffen with Victoria and Tech Talk time. By the way, speaking of technology, you'll notice that with our social media accounts, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, has now changed because we have a focus on all of us, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. So it's Twitter at DJV, I believe. Is that not how
DJ,
it works?
At DJV Show.
DJV Show. I went through all this stuff yesterday morning with our web person. I forgot to do that stuff. So Facebook.com/DJV Show as well.
Yes.
Yes. And Instagram.com/DJV Show.
Correct.
Well, okay.
So and at Twitter. Yeah. On, when you're on Twitter, it's at DJV Show.
DJV. Yeah.
Show.
Going to school.
Everything's
right.
A show.
It's a show. It's a show. It's a show.
Yeah.
All right, in a moment, let's find out what the latest is as Homeland Security investigates the Leslie Jones hack and, more importantly, to you probably, the Google Wallet battle against Venmo. Wow. This is so exciting. I woke up this morning thinking, what's the latest? And Victoria's going to tell us in a moment.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I watch dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet. I am DM. #best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Plus taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second for evident network use rules apply, and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
56 after the hour now on Tech Talk Time. The Department of Homeland Security investigating the hack of Leslie Jones' website. What's the latest there? Anything new? They find out who is responsible for this outrage or not?
I don't know if they have actually found the person yet or people. I know that there's been some questions on the source of it and, you know, someone trying to blame the Russians. But everyone's, it's easy to blame the Russians for
everything.
The
Russians are coming. Yeah, it is. It's fun to blame the Russians or the Chinese. Let's do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, sure we're going to start blaming the Indians.
From India?
From India, yeah. Right. They'll be the ones, bad guys, pretty soon. Meanwhile, speaking of bad guys, this is a serious problem. Ladies and gentlemen, please give Victoria your attention, your full attention, as she describes the difference between wallet up, Google Wallet, and their battle against Venmo. This is very serious stuff and requires, there will be a test when we're done here, so it requires your full attention, please.
Well, this is very serious stuff if you use Venmo and Square Cash, because they've found there's a lot of vulnerabilities, and this directly is linked to
your
cash.
I use rectangular cash. I don't use Square Cash.
Well, yeah, so I'm glad that works for you.
Yes. Okay,
well,
keep going.
Google Wallet, which I would definitely trust over Venmo and Square Cash personally, just because Google has so many more.
I'm having even keeping a straight face listening to this stuff.
Why?
Well, just because it just seems so...
It's the next wave of online banking.
Yeah,
do you do online banking?
No.
Okay. So then this would be like three steps ahead of where you are.
Yes, it is. Like I said, rectangular cash is what I use. Go ahead.
Oh, I just got that. Okay. Right. Like actual bills.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so Google is stepping up its battle against Venmo and Square Cash and other person-to-person payment applications. There's an update now to the Google Wallet mobile app. It allows for automatic transfers to and from your bank account. So instead of directly having to wait for money to get uploaded into your Google Wallet account, it's now instant. This is great for people who, I use this scenario because it happens so often. If you're out with a group of friends and you're out at dinner and one person throws a credit card down, you use Venmo or Square Cash or now Google Wallet, and you just shoot the money right over to your friend. And now with Google Wallet's update, it will be available to your friend instantly, so they don't have to wait, which was, you know, sometimes 3-4 days. So now it's a lot faster.
Wow.
And a lot more secure. I would still stick with Google.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'm sticking with rectangular cash, frankly. But thanks for the advice anyway. It's 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.